following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman. As the seasons change and with the flu season expected to arrive, doctors say it is important to get an already established vaccine. More from VOA's Carol Pearson.
Doctors say it's more important to get a flu shot this year than ever before. The CDC says anyone 6 months or older should get the vaccine.
We anticipate that there will be some people coming up who have both COVID and influenza at the same time, which would be very devastating, obviously, and increase the risk of death from one or both of them. So anything we can do to prevent influenza and to prevent COVID, of course, we want to do.
Both are respiratory viruses. Both can be lethal.
We are going into this flu season with both hands tied behind our back. And we are also working in a climate where trust in vaccines continues to erode.
The CDC reports a sharp drop in routine childhood immunizations because people are afraid of getting COVID-19. But doctors say there is nothing to fear.
All of the healthcare facilities are taking extra precautions to make the environment safe for people who come in.
Even when there isn't a pandemic, Professor Vasudevan says people justify opting out of getting a flu shot.
The flu vaccine is not always the most effective vaccine, so people use that as an excuse. There are also a number of myths associated with the flu vaccine, like getting the flu vaccine will actually give you the flu, which is not possible because the virus particles in the flu shot are dead, so they cannot multiply and give you infection.
Young children, pregnant women, older adults, and people with underlying conditions are most at risk for hospitalization or death from a flu infection. African Americans and other minorities have a higher risk as well.
It worries me a lot that communities that are the hardest hit by COVID are also very heavily impacted by flu. And we know that vaccination rates are lower in these communities.
Vasudevan says doctors need to work with community leaders to let people know that the flu vaccine can save lives. She says the vaccines also have to be accessible and free of charge. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
This has been Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman. As the importance of worldwide events is at a near highest level, you can stay in touch by checking out our website at voanews.com, along with all of our many digital platforms 24/7.
That was a program from the Voice of America.